Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Now, I want to read you a message we received here on the show last week when we were talking about how to make friends as you move through life and past childhood. So the message reads, I am a 50-something single, never married guy with no children. I don't have any close friends, merely acquaintances I meet occasionally. It can be lonely. And we received several more like that from people right across the country. And we know that Ireland is the loneliest place in Europe, with official figures showing that 20% of us have reported feeling lonely most or all of the time. But what are we doing enough to tackle loneliness? What are we doing to track and support others around us? And is the World Health Organization correct when they declare it a quote unquote pressing health threat? Joining me on the line is Pat Toohey, co-founder of Ballardrain Men's Shed. We have Paddy Jo Burke, who is a Roscommon barber and the county's age-friendly ambassador. And with me in studio is Anne Dempsey, communications manager with Senior Line. Good morning to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. Pat, I'm going to go to you in Ballardrain. You were part of setting up the Men's Shed there in 2018. Can you tell us a little bit how it came about, the fundraising you had to do, and where you located yourselves?
Good morning, Anya. Yeah, thanks very much for having me. So that is correct. So in 2018, our shed was founded out of a necessity to give men somewhere to go, something to do and something to look forward to. So Ballaghaderreen is in West Roscommon. We've had a lot of, economic challenges over the years. We were bypassed in 2014. We're now a town that has a very high population of migrants and immigrants. And the landscape has very much changed here for people that grew up in the town, worked it all their lives, then retired back into the community. And you just become a face in a crowd and can be very lonely. So I'm in business for 26 years myself. There was a group trying to set up a shed in the town, but they weren't able to get a location or get a property. And I was asked would I be able to help out. So that I did. I approached a friend of mine, Tony Clorden, who is from the locality and he lives in the UK. Tony had a shed, it's 3,000 square foot. We went in, we had a look at the shed, and everything about the shed appealed to us, other than it being an old building. So then I was asked to come along to a public meeting. And then I was asked to be a chairman. And I wasn't sure what I was going to be a chairman of, because I wasn't sure how the Men's Shed worked or what it stood for. So I was chairman for a couple of years, and I found it a very fulfilling project, because as a retailer, I know lots of people that come into me, but I don't know them in a personal capacity. And in the Men's Shed, that allows you to get to know people on a personal capacity.
And Pat, I was going to say, you raised, I think, €50,000 in the process to do up that shed and started to attract a lot of interested men. I think it started with 22 up to 40. You have about 30 very engaged men there in the Men's Shed. Now, what kind of activities do you get up to? Is it mostly around production, or do you go out and about?
No, so like, every shed owner is different. So traditionally, sheds were all about production facilities, because the concept of the sheds grew up in Australia. But now any shed in the country is really a hub. So like from a health point of view, we're very much into connection relationships and combating loneliness. And sheds would work with national agencies and organisations to provide wraparound supports to the shedders. So you end up in the local community hub, because a lot of men won't go to the doctor or won't reach out for help. So in our shed, you can play cards, play darts. You have a workshop. You can do filmmaking. There is golf. There is learning an instrument. We go out on social occasions many times of the year, and the men look forward to going out on that social occasion, because they mightn't have the skill to organise the bus to go themselves.
And you went to the cinema one time, is that right?
That's correct. So we went to a cinema, and when we put it out to them, who would like to go to the cinema, a good few guys said, I walked by there and a good few guys said I'd love to go. But
and they'd never been before. I understand it was their first time going to the cinema. To bring you in and tell us a little bit about Senior Line, how it works and the type of person that comes to talk to you.
So Senior Line works, Anya, that we're open every day of the year from 10 to 10 with a free phone number. You'll get the number in Google. The number is 1800 80 45 91. So just to get that out, because we want to be as accessible and reachable as possible. And we work by a way of very active listening to people. We're not trained counsellors, but all our volunteers are older people. So it's a peer-to-peer service, older people listening to older people. And it's a very active, empathetic kind of listening that we encourage people to tell us their problems. And in terms of loneliness, most of our callers would live on their own. They might be widowed or single. And everything is kind of worse when you're on your own, whether you're kind of the nearest neighbours, you know, 10 miles away, or whether you've got a problem that you feel you've nobody to talk to about it.
And it's young and old. It can be people from rural areas, people from cities. But do you find very often it's people who are going through a change in life, a transition in life?
Very much so. It is less young and old than older and older on you, because it's a peer, older people listening to older people. Though we do get younger callers and everyone is welcome. Your point about the transition is really well made, because we find a lot of people are lonely. Like, retirement is an obvious one. You lose not only an income and you lose kind of meaning and value, social. So a lot of our volunteers, in fact, use retirement to help them transition in, use volunteering to help them transition into retirement. But you can be lonely at any age. You know, in Senior Line, the loneliness could be, as I say, people on their own with an intractable problem, feeling out of step with other people, shy, geographical loneliness. We have callers from the city, all the cities as well. So I think loneliness is currently really now being recognised as, in your introduction, the kind of epidemic of the 21st century, where we've never been more in touch and we've never been less in touch.
Yeah. And to bring you in there, Paddy Joe, you're a barber in Roscommon, you've been listening along. Is that something you see a lot, people suffering in loneliness and enduring different hardships? Because the town life has changed. We're doing an awful lot more online shopping and maybe not having those neighbourly call-ins that we might have done traditionally to on post and in and out to the shops.
Good morning, Owen, and thanks very much for having me on your show. And hello to Pat and hello to Anne there. I'm very privileged, Anya, to be working as a barber. And as a result, I meet a lot of these men coming in. And it's regular that they say, God, Paddy George, it's great to come in and talk. And our society and our environment and the whole setup of Irish culture has changed. I grew up in a house where the Ramblers was coming in every night, and we were the widow woman's children, and the Ramblers would come and they'd pump the football and they'd give Mammy advice when to sell cattle. And, you know, there were all these plain cares and there was houses, there was loads of interaction.
And but is that something you'd like to see the younger generation? We used to call it Cayleys in Monaghan. You're talking about people rambling in. Is it a tradition we've lost, and is it something you'd like to see maybe the younger generation restart?
Oh, sure. I feel sorry that they lost out on it, because like it was a great grounding and the knowledge of the older people coming in. Now, I am age-friendly Ireland ambassador for County Roscommon. And since I got that role, I'm only new to it. I've become more conscious of the older people. And, you know, Anya, you know, kindness has a long memory. And, you know, someone that was kind to you when you were young and kind to myself, I said to myself, you know now what I'll do? I'll get an apple tart and I'll call to them. And I give myself a target of buy an apple tart once a week and call to someone that's no longer out in the community. Spend 20 minutes, a half an hour. Don't overstay your welcome. Nothing is better than someone that will call and won't go home. Half an hour is long enough with them. And the difference that can make, you know, to be with someone. And I do always say apple tart for the living and flowers for the dead.
Yeah,
just to interact with a lot of these people. And the greatest way to defeat loneliness is to talk to one another. We went to the match now on Sunday, the All-Ireland, and we got on the train. And this man came in on Longford and he sat in front of us and I said, good man, how are you? And we interacted. Well, what a conversation we had on you the whole way to Crow Park with him. Just, and hopefully, he was dying to talk and he was full of knowledge. Now I'd say what age bracket he'd be in, his mid to late 70s. But he, oh God, he was a lovely man and the great stories. And we need more of that. All we have to do is to keep talking to one another. And when we are talking to one another, Anya, to be present to them, to really listen to what someone is saying. And we're all crying out to be heard. Everyone is talking, but there's nobody listening.
It's a lovely sentiment. If we keep interacting and
be present to whoever we're talking to, I think we can all help one another that way, Anya.
Yeah, it's the gift of time. And then, as you say, the small little gestures of an apple tart. Thank you so much for that. That was Paddy Joe Burke, Roscommon's age-friendly ambassador here in studio. We heard from Anne Dempsey from Senior Line and earlier Pat Toohey from Ballyhoodrine Men's Shed. And as Anne mentioned earlier, and I'll just repeat that number for Senior Line, it's a free phone, 1800 80 4591. Thank you all for that. Coming up, Dr. Shane Bergen takes us through the world's wackiest experiments.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.